It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9, 98.5. It's mypigradio.com. Drinking and dreaming. Waylon Jennings. And good morning, Miss Sheila Lynn. She's our guest today, JW.
Culinary arts coordinator and, of course, chef instructor over at Texarkana College. And, man, it's great to have somebody with food knowledge in here because we love food.
Yeah, we do. And JW, he's the chili aficionado.
Yeah, I can judge a good chili.
But you've been teaching at the college now. Tell us about the culinary program over there. It's grown.
It has grown. It's grown it's been there nearly 12, 13 years. I've been at the college for 12 years.
Right.
But just been over the program for the past little over 2.5 years. And in that time, our program has doubled and in some ways tripled in size. I believe it's because of the positivity that is there, but mm-hmm. the leadership at the college is just wonderful and supportive and, you know, goes above and beyond in every way.
How many students you got enrolled right now in the program?
I have 27 right now.
27? Mm-hmm. That's a good class.
That is. I've got first, second, and third semesters all together in one. And just keep it like a revolving door, you know, that the more people we can put out into the community, you know, with good solid education to not only make a living but have a career, and you know, that's mm-hmm. better for the community, it's better for the college.
Tell us what would be a typical day for the students there in the culinary program. What's a typical day?
There's really not a typical day. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we do a lot of events in the community, catered events, but on a typical day, we would come in and we would, you know, of course, have class in the classroom mm-hmm. first and cover any lectures that we need to cover. There's myself, and then I have one other instructor, Tracy Schuster, who also teaches the dual credit program with the high school and helps me out in a lot of things in the classroom because there's 3 different levels that we're having to teach at one time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I may have one group that's in baking, and then I have another group that's still first semesters doing introduction and getting their stocks and their sauces and soups down. And then third semesters are in international cuisine.
Oh, wow.
So it's a little juggling act.
Yeah, I guess it is.
And you know what? We could come up with a nice little project for your program.
Okay.
Copycat recipes.
Oh, yeah.
I've been trying to get that original recipe from KFC since I was a little boy.
And I think you and everybody else.
Yeah, we could deconstruct it somehow.
My understanding is locked in a vault.
Probably so. Yeah.
That's what
you
I
talked
hear.
About the dual credit. Talk a little bit about that, where the students like it. Let's say Texas High or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They can be learning and getting college credit at the same time they're in high school.
Absolutely.
In that program.
In this program and in all of our workforce programs mm-hmm. and even in academics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but in my program, they can start their junior year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And if they go their junior year and their senior year, when they complete that, they come in as a second semester student.
Isn't that great?
So by the time they graduate high school in May, they could be graduating in college the next May with their
an associate's,
yeah. You know, if they incorporate academics in there or their certificate.
Wow, yeah, great.
That's a great program, and it's been growing. It's going to keep growing.
Yes.
You'll stay around with us just a little bit. We
got
to play some songs and stuff because
yeah.
radio people
yeah.
like
I understand that
music and stuff. But if you'll hang around with us, we got some games. Also, we're going to have a little fun here in just a few minutes. It's Garth Brooks, That Summer, on 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. Mickey Gillies on 103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. Jeff, John, Charlie the dog, and Miss Sheila Lynn, our culinary arts coordinator, chief instructor.
Chef instructor.
Chef Sheila.
Yes.
I like that.
Texarkana.
Sheila.
Texarkana College. That's what, no, I'm serious, that's what Anna earlier. She goes, I said, who's our guest today? She goes, Sheila from Texarkana College.
She's not from
No.
Actually, she's from Idaho and then by way of Canada.
Yeah.
She spent most of her life in Canada.
Okay. Mm.
So, but they have food up there.
Yeah. I've heard they do.
Well, you were saying that they were going to, you're going to kind of be this, I think this semester you're going to be kind of focusing on something like the Chopped.
Yes. The Chopped competition is a fun competition, but it also helps our students in boosting their confidence. And I don't use a basket like they use on Chopped. I use a box. Because my whole motto from day one is think outside of the box, mm-hmm. get outside of that box. And it's a competition we do in rounds. They do three or four at a time. And then you get it down to the final three or four. They compete, and you have the final winner that is ultimately will go up against me. I'm undefeated thus far.
I imagine so.
But it's you really don't know until you get into that.
Here's my question though: if they're going up against you, do you get a surprise?
Oh yes.
Box. Yeah. You have no idea either.
No, I think the last box we got that I did had scallops, a turnip, Cheetos, and peanut butter and crackers.
Wow.
And yeah. And so we had 30 minutes.
Make something out of that.
Incorporate that in a meal. Mm. So.
You've seen that the Master Chef mm-hmm. show. Christine Corley from here, from
yes.
Texas County, competed in that. And when she got back, we were on the radio she and I did a mystery box thing. And I got like a honey bun. And some pecani sauce.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
From Taco Bell.
Huh.
So it's like, it was whatever was in the break room.
Yes. And that's how I put their boxes together is when I'm doing that, I'm not just putting odd ingredients in there. As I'm doing it, I'm putting together the boxes that I'm thinking of every way I can incorporate those into a dish.
That's what I was thinking. When you put it together, it's not like you're going, all right, they can't make anything out of this.
No, I'm not.
That's right.
That.
You're putting that stuff together thinking, all right, they could do this.
Yes.
They could. There may be two or three options that they could do.
And how I would do it if it were mine.
I got you.
She's teaching them, not torturing them.
Right. Well,
why can't you do both?
Yeah,
why can't you do? I don't see why we can't do both.
Oh, okay.
but
you did mention the fact that when they come out of this program, you want them ready to be able to go to work.
Absolutely.
And be prepared to go out there and get their career started.
Right.
In the hopes of being the chef, as you say.
Yes. As a matter of fact, we've incorporated a new class into our program in the last 2 years. It's called a la carte. And it's where the students actually get to go in and know how to set up a line and run mm-hmm. a line in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that through the aid of our food services there on campus, the Bulldog Bistro. And that they actually get to go down and know how to set up, get ready for a rush, take the orders, make the orders, and then get it out in a timely manner. And every restaurant that I've talked to in this town that says, you know, they're needing employees, they request that. They said, please equip your students with this. So mm-hmm. we're doing everything we can to meet the needs of those around us.
And you said earlier, I think it might have been on our video, where you're going, you know, taste your food. Is it good?
Yes.
Or it's okay. Okay doesn't
okay
cut
is
it.
Never
because okay wouldn't be any good with your family.
No, okay is not a good answer for me. If they come back and say it's okay, I'll give them a spoon and some salt and pepper or something and say, now fix it.
Fix it to where it's better than
right,
okay.
It needs to always be their very best.
Yes.
Now you're learning them how to make liver and onions and whatnot too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Whatnot.
Yeah.
In fact, we have a course called International Cuisine.
You laughing at?
Oh, he said liver. He knows I don't like liver.
I don't either.
Liver and onions and whatnot.
Okay. Yeah, whatnot. That would be like, you know, cabbage and
pig's lips.
Turnip.
Pig's lips, yeah.
Oh, my.
Whatnot.
That just made me belch. She said pig lips.
Yes, she did.
You want to stick around and play a game with us?
Sure.
JW loves to
play
smarter
games.
Than a fifth grader.
Well, so I don't know about that. If I am, but I'll play.
We'll get that and then kind of recap what we've been talking about here with the program out at Texarkana College. And they could go to the college Facebook page.
Yes.
Or website.
Yes.
And there's all sorts of information. But you can always come out to the college, too.
So yes. You can set up a tour with one of our advisors and our our recruiters, and they'll bring you into the kitchen. They'll show you, you know, you're free to come out and shadow me for a half a day or a day or whatever and see if it's going to be something you'll like.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, not me personally, but Anna.
Yeah.
We'll sign Anna up.
Come on out.
103.9 and 98.5 is mypigradio.com. The app, if you want to put that on your phone, Miss Sheila, is just My Pig Radio. Get it in the App Store, Google Play.
She's probably cooked a few pigs in her time.
Oh, a few.
Yeah. Yeah, I grew up on a hog farm. Yeah, we
pig in the ground?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a big smoker, pit smoker.
Okay.
But, oh, yeah. One barbecue cook-offs.
Oh,
I didn't
nice.
Tell you that. Oh, yeah. I'm an awesome cook.
Wow.
My shrimp and grits. Oh, my goodness.
We might have to set up a little competition chop for me and you at the college, maybe.
If it's shrimp and grits, I got you.
You're
just going to start throwing in like pig lips.
Well, yeah. If you get a box together, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, pig lips and boiled eggs and whatnot. Yeah. So Miss Sheila Lynn, Culinary Arts Coordinator, Chief Instructor out at Texarkana College. Great culinary program. Mm-hmm. You've got some people that have gone on to some pretty big gigs, really.
Yes.
And how many? 26, 27? You said
in
students?
Right now we have enrolled.
So the program is growing. If your passion is in food, definitely look into this program. And you said they could come take a tour of the kitchen.
Yes,
and
they can meet up with our recruiters, and they'll set them up to come over and tour the facilities, and we show you what we have as far as our kitchens that we learn in and our classrooms.
And JW and I get to be judges.
Yes, I'm going to call you.
Of the chopped.
Yes.
That's going to be fun.
Okay. Yes. All right, so we're going to play a game.
Okay.
Now, we've been talking about college-level cooking.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And the following questions come from a standard fifth grade curriculum. You got to answer 4 out of 5.
Oh.
Okay.
And she's fully aware that, you know, they teach fifth graders a lot more than they do when we were fifth graders.
Yes.
Much more advanced.
Number one, Galileo is often called the father of A, science, B, astronomy, or C, physics.
I'm going to say, I should know this.
A, science, B, astronomy, or C, physics. Galileo is the father of?
Astronomy.
Was that B?
That's B.
I'm with that.
All right, both of us on the board.
Okay.
That's right, he's the father of astronomy.
He was.
All right.
What is the reciprocal? It's math.
What
is the reciprocal of 2/3? Is that A, 3 seconds, 3.2, or C, 3?
Reciprocal.
The reciprocal of 2/3.
Uh-huh.
Is it A, 3 seconds,
uh-huh,
B, 3.2, or C, 3?
C, 3.
I'm going with the 3 second thing.
The 3 second, then you are correct.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Oh, Miss Sheila.
I suck at math.
JW's up one. Hold on. We might get to food here in a minute.
Yeah.
What is the largest country in the world? A, China, B, Greenland, or C, Russia?
Oh, my word.
Largest country in the world.
Country.
A fifth grader knows this, JW.
They do. Well, they're pretty smart. How big is Greenland?
Yeah.
Not very big, I'll tell you that.
Oh, okay.
Russia.
I'm going with Russia, too.
All right, both on the board. JW3, Miss Sheila 2.
I just knew it wasn't China.
Okay.
How many legs does a spider have? A6, B8, or C10?
It's according to what kind of spider it is.
Right.
It could be.
How many legs does a spider have? A6, B8, or C10?
B.
Yeah, it's B.
It's B.
Unless it's a 7-leg spider.
What? Like they're making fake legs?
Well,
spiders.
You just never know.
One of my
spider with a crutch.
Yeah.
All right. Solid, liquid, and gas are the three common states of what? A, atoms, B, elements, or C, matter? Mm-hmm.
You hadn't come up with a food one yet.
Well,
I'm going to say B.
I'm going to say it's C.
JW's our winner.
Right.
I'm sorry.
He's going to have to compete with you.
I'm a chef. I'm not a scientist. It's okay. I'm not a mathematician. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But wait till you get him in the kitchen.
I think we both did well.
He ain't nothing in the kitchen.
If it's not chili.
Nothing food related, really?
I didn't have
it. There was no food related? Yeah. I would have lost that.
But we are excited to come and judge Chopped when that rolls around. And then and just to be a part of the food program. Like I say, we went out there for the chili thing, and they had all the Valentine's stuff they'd been cooking, the cakes and cupcakes.
And you got the Kiwanis breakfast coming up.
Yeah, that's right. When is that?
It's a week from Saturday.
Already time for that.
My students help with that every year and assist with that.
So. Well, thank you so much for coming up here and hanging out with us a little bit this morning.
Glad to do it. Anytime.
All right. And we'll see you here real soon.
All right.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.